Chapter 18. Life in Early Crete. Bull jumpers and sailors. We've been learning about people who lived near rivers. The Egyptians, the people of the Indus Valley, the Chinese of the Yellow River Valley, and the Assyrians and Babylonians who lived near the Tigris and Euphrates rivers in Mesopotamia. But if we look over in the Mediterranean Sea, we'll find something different. People who lived completely surrounded by water. These people built their homes on an island called Crete. Crete is a long, skinny island in the Mediterranean Sea, a sea that is shaped a little bit like a duck flying. Long, long ago, a tribe called the Minoans settled down on the island of Crete. The Minoans entertained themselves in an unusual way, by leaping over bulls. Imagine that you're standing on a hard dirt floor in the middle of a huge arena. All around you, crowds are shouting your name and cheering. You glance around you and see two other people in the arena with you, a boy and a girl. None of you have any weapons. Your hands are empty, and all you're wearing is a simple loose garment that allows your arms and legs to move freely. Suddenly, a wooden door swings open in the arena wall. A huge black bull charges out into the arena. The shouts of the crowd get louder and louder. The bull paws the earth and shakes his head back and forth. His horns are sharp and tipped with gold. He swings his head towards you and sees you. He snorts and charges straight at you. But you don't run away. You wait until he's only inches away from you, and then you grab his horns and push yourself upwards. You somersault through the air, do a handstand on the bull's back, and land on your feet behind him. The girl who's in the arena with you is there to catch you. The crowd roars. You turn and see your other teammate vault onto the bull. As he lands on his feet, you grab his arm to help him stay standing. The bull comes to a halt, confused. The three of you bow to the crowd, and then turn to do it all over again. If you were a boy or girl in ancient Crete, you might find yourself part of a bull-jumping team. The Minoans, who lived on the island of Crete, trained athletic children to become bull-jumpers. The children learned the kind of gymnastics that children still learn today: somersaulting, balance exercises, tumbling, and vaulting. But instead of doing their vaulting over a piece of equipment, the students learned how to vault over the backs of small animals, such as goats, and then finally were taught how to leap over the backs of bulls. Bull jumping festivals were held to honor the Minoan gods, who were thought to take the form of bulls. At the end of every bull jumping festival, the bulls were sacrificed to the gods. During festivals, people came from all over Crete to cheer for the bull jumpers. Bull jumpers were treated like royalty. They were given the best food and the nicest places to live. They were showered with presents of gold, jewelry, and clothes. But bull jumping was a dangerous sport because bull jumpers were often killed by the bulls they were supposed to leap over. Few bull jumpers lived past the age of 20. The Minoans were known both for bull jumping and for shipbuilding. In ancient times, the Mediterranean Sea was full of pirates. No one ruled the sea. It was controlled by bandits who sailed their small boats near the shore. These bandits attacked and robbed anyone who ventured out onto the water. Kings of the ancient world had learned how to build strong armies that fought on land, but none of them knew how to build big ships to carry their soldiers out onto the water. So the pirates roamed free on the Mediterranean Sea. But the king of the Minoans was different. He knew that the Minoans had to be able to sail safely across the Mediterranean Sea to land so that they could trade with other countries. So he ordered his craftsmen to build great ships that he could use to wipe out pirates and patrol the Mediterranean Sea. The Minoan craftsmen learned how to build the ships. They were the greatest shipbuilders of the ancient world, and the king of the Minoans became the first king to have a navy, an army that knew how to fight on the water. This navy drove the pirates out of the Mediterranean Sea and carried Minoan traders to other ancient countries so that they could buy and sell goods. The Minoan navy became the strongest in the world. It was so strong that the greatest palace of Crete didn't even have walls. No invaders could land on Crete's shores because the navy kept them away. King Minos and the Minotaur. The Minoans who lived on Crete were named after a legendary king named Minos. The Minoans told this story about Minos. Minos was a son of the god Zeus, the chief of all the gods. But because he was half-human, Minos couldn't live with the other gods. Instead, he lived on Crete, in a great and beautiful palace. But this shining palace concealed a dark secret. Below the foundation of the palace, in a maze so twisty and complicated that no one could find the way in or out, lived a horrible monster, the Minotaur. The Minotaur lived in the dark, but people whispered that he was half man and half bull, and that he ate human beings. King Minos didn't want to feed his own people to the Minotaur, so he ordered the nearby city of Athens to send him victims for the Minotaur's dinner. Every year, Athens had to send 7 girls and 7 boys to King Minos, or else, he threatened, he would destroy their city. Year after year, the Athenians sent this dreadful tribute to Minos. They put the names of all the boys and girls of Athens into a bowl and picked out 14 unlucky victims, then put them on a ship and took them to Crete. And year after year, the 7 girls and 7 boys disappeared and were never seen again. On his 18th birthday, Theseus, the son of the king of Athens, decided to walk down to the seaside. The sea was blue, the sky was clear, and the sun shone. But the beach was full of weeping fathers and mothers, and the ship drawn up to the shore had black sails. "Why does the ship have black sails?" Theseus asked. "Why are you all crying?"
"Because our sons and daughters are going to Crete," one mother answered him. "They'll be eaten by the Minotaur, and we'll never see them again."
Theseus was horrified. "Why didn't I know about this?" he demanded.
"Because you are the prince," another father told him. "Your name is never put into the bowl with the names of all the other young people of Athens. You'll never have to go to Crete and face the Minotaur."
"But that's not right," Theseus said. "Let me go to Crete in the place of one of the young men. I'll face the Minotaur and try to kill him. If I succeed, we'll put a white sail on this ship instead of the black one and sail home to Athens. And no one will ever have to be sacrificed as tribute to King Minos again." Theseus's father, King Aegeus, begged him not to go. But Theseus was determined, and in the end he had his way. He sailed to Crete with the other victims. On the shore of Crete, they were greeted by the cruel King Minos himself, with his beautiful daughter Ariadne walking meekly behind him.
"More food for the Minotaur," King Minos said with a great laugh. "Tonight, you'll visit the bull man in the labyrinth, his maze beneath my palace."
He sent the 14 victims to the prisons of Knossos to wait for nightfall. But Ariadne had fallen in love with Theseus at first sight. Just before dark, she found a torch, a sword, and a ball of wool, and crept secretly out of King Minos's palace down to Theseus's prison cell.
"Theseus," she whispered, "do you want to kill the Minotaur?"
"Yes," Theseus answered.
"But how can I? He lives at the center of the labyrinth, and no one who gets into that maze can ever get out again." "I've brought you a torch to light your way," Ariadne said, "and a sword to kill the monster. Take this ball of wool and tie it to the doorframe of the labyrinth. Then drop the ball and let it roll forward. It will lead you to the center of the maze, because the center is the lowest part of the whole labyrinth. You'll find the Minotaur sleeping there. Kill it, and then follow the string back out to the doorway."
She unlocked the door of the cell and let Theseus out. He did as she told him, making his way through the dark passages of the labyrinth with his torch throwing strange shadows all around him, and the ball of wool rolling steadily forward in front of him. Suddenly, the ball came to a stop. Theseus held up his torch. He was in the center of a huge underground room. It stank of some wild animal, and bones littered the floor. In the middle of the room, a monster, half man and half bull, lay asleep on a golden sofa. Theseus started forward, but the monster woke and leaped from his sofa with a roar. They fought together for hours, until finally Theseus struck the Minotaur dead with his sword. Then he made his way back up to the entrance of the labyrinth, following the wool string until he saw the door to the outside up ahead of him. Ariadne had already released his 13 friends. Together, they slipped away to the harbor, boarded their ship, and set sail for Athens. They sailed into the harbor of Athens just as the sun rose over the city. But in their haste, they had forgotten to put a white sail on their ship. The people of Athens came forward to meet them, but although some were rejoicing, others were weeping. "Your Highness," one of them said to Theseus, "your father, the king, was waiting for you on top of that far distant cliff. When the sun struck the sails of your ship and he saw that the sails were black, he thought that you were dead. So he threw himself off the cliff and into the water. You are now the king of Athens." Theseus was crowned king of Athens, but it was a bitter celebration for him. He built a monument to his father in the harbor of Athens, and he named the water around Athens the Aegean Sea, in memory of his father Aegeus. It is still called the Aegean Sea today. The mysterious end of the Minoans. What happened to the Minoans? The Minoans of Crete disappeared mysteriously more than 2,000 years ago. Their civilization came to a sudden end. All the Minoans left Crete. Why did they do this? Although no one knows for sure, many historians think that the Minoans left when a volcano erupted on a nearby island called Thera. Thera looked like a small island, and people lived on it, grew crops, and raised animals in its fields. But Thera was actually the top of an active volcano that poked up from the Mediterranean Sea. One day, the small island began to shake underfoot. The people of Thera could feel constant small earthquakes. Many left the island at once, taking all their possessions with them. But the earthquakes died away, and the people who were still on Thera decided to stay. They started to rebuild the walls that had fallen down, but the volcano wasn't finished. Bits of rock called pumice started to spray out of the volcano's funnel. It covered the whole countryside. Smoke began to come out of the ground. The rest of the people of Thera decided to leave, and just in time. The volcano exploded, spraying lava and rock all over the island. Huge boulders were thrown up from the inside of the volcano and fell like rock bombs on top of the villages of Thera. Suddenly, the volcano collapsed inward. The sea rushed in to fill the hole, and the whole island of Thera sank beneath the sea. The island of Thera was gone forever. The island of Crete was still there, but a tidal wave thrown up by the volcano swept its shores. Huge clouds of ash, dust, and smoke floated down the wind to cover it. Ash covered the crops. Food supplies were wiped out. People could hardly breathe because of all the dust and smoke in the air. Historians think that many of the Minoans left the island of Crete because the volcano ruined the air and land. Others stayed, but they struggled against starvation. Finally, they were forced to battle their neighbors for food. Minoan cities were never strong and powerful again. Ash and dust helped bring the first great civilization of Crete to its end. Note to parent: the Minoan civilization reached its peak between 2200 and 1450 BCE. Since the Minoans are important for elementary students, primarily as predecessors of the Greeks, I have included them slightly out of chronological order.